This is Tanya Lynn with the Sistership Circle podcast. From spirituality, sexuality, and sisterhood to business, relationships, contribution, and creativity, the Sistership Circle podcast introduces a new model of feminine leadership where women get real and vulnerable about it all. Tune in for authentic advice that will empower you to be bold, beautiful, and brilliant as your true self. Welcome back to the How to Lead Circle series. I'm Tanya Lynn, and I'm really excited to have our next guest, the amazing Ray Ireland, who is here in San Diego with me. And well, not right now in the same room, but we both live in San Diego. We're actually both from the same town of Poway, which I think is the coolest thing ever. And Ray has just been such a powerhouse, fireball, just wow. Talk about amazing work that she's doing in the world and amazing transformation. So Ray, I'm super excited to share your story with the tribe today. Thanks for coming on and sharing your experience.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you for having me.
So your experience is not limited to How to Lead Circle. And so I just want to preface that with, you know, we have a larger container that Ray's been in with the Mastery Circle Leadership Program. And then part of that has been How to Lead Circle. So I'd love for you to share how you came into this. What brought you to Sistership Circle in the first place? And kind of like where you were at and what you were wanting to create. Mm-hmm. This was, oh my God, a year ago.
Yeah, so we had met, and Tanya had stepped into my life to actually help me with one of my projects called the Goddess Fest here in San Diego. And so from the beginning of our interactions, I was just really honored that Tanya came to me and was like, hey, I want to be a part of what you're doing. I'm aligned. Check out my business. And once I did, I was like, oh, wow, this is epic. So after that, we had kept in touch and kept following what she was doing and was always interested. And then she was having her Feminine Uprising event last spring. And I was like, ooh, I really want to go to that. That sounds really interesting. And I think I was, I didn't realize that I wanted such a big change in my life at the time. But looking back, I could tell that I was just getting like bored and like frustrated with my situation. I was just kind of like, I'm trying all the best I can. And yet like things aren't really working out how I want them to be. So that weekend at Feminine Uprising was super powerful for me. And I ended up breaking a long-term relationship right after that, and was just like, oh my gosh, like this is, everything's changing. And I really need sisterhood right now. And I also really want a mentor to kind of help get me out of this funk that I'm in, out of this like stuck place. And so then Tanya offered her mastery program, and I pretty much immediately knew that it was for me. It kind of just felt like it was, she was speaking to me, and whether you were like looking at me in the audience or not, I felt like it. And I was like, oh, I'm getting called out. Damn it. And then so from there, it was really hard for me to sign up because I really didn't want to commit to myself. And I didn't want to say, okay, yeah, I'm going to put myself in this like long container and commit to something like that. Ooh. And so Tanya held my hand, walked me through the process like a little child. And then basically once making that decision, it was like things really started changing so quickly. And then diving right into How to Lead Circle was the first thing that I went into. So I didn't really know what I was envisioning. I was just like, I don't know, I just need a change. And what I ended up getting out of it was just so much more. And so, like I said, I was kind of going through a lot of transitions, breaking up with a long-term boyfriend. I was unsure of my career path, but I knew that I wanted to like make a change and also be a stand for female voices. And so stepping into How to Lead Circle was really beautiful because it was actually the first time I had ever done anything in such a container. I've always been a leader amongst my friends or family and always the one to like gather people, but never was able to like really step into someone else's container. So for me to do that, it allowed me to learn a lot and to also just like step back into observation mode of where I was at in my life, what I'd been doing, what my patterns were, and how I related to my sisters not being in a leadership role and just by being. What does it mean to just be in sisterhood? Mm. And one of my favorite parts of it was learning that you can do this online and that you didn't have to be in person. And that was a big thing for me. I was like, that sounds so fake and weird. And yet halfway through or even like a few calls in, I was like, wow, this is actually completely changing my life and changing the interactions that I'm having with the women that I see on a daily basis. And like, this is really freaking cool.
Yeah. And I love that because you did both local circles at your home and you started a 4-week virtual circle right off the bat. I mean, you were doing that before the How to Lead Circle was even done. And so you were able to do both of those. And I'd love to hear what maybe some of the things that you learned from the program that had those happen or had those be successful. Some of the things perhaps you implemented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think I realized that doing it online wasn't that different from doing it in person, which was a huge thing for me. So I was like, oh, I don't need to really like change everything up. I can kind of just do what I'm already doing in person and bring it online. I definitely learned a lot about how to hold space in this virtual container because it is different when you're not able to physically read everyone's energy. And that's how I would host my circles at my home. And so stepping into holding space virtually was really interesting. And I think the biggest way that I learned it was just through, so you were leading it and Charlene was leading the group and how you two really facilitated and how you two like called women out when they weren't showing up, even though they weren't physically, you weren't in their physical presence. So that was a big thing was just seeing how the circle was being ran in terms of just how to interact when someone's late or when there's like something that comes up and two sisters aren't getting along or not seeing eye to eye. It's like, it was like all the underneath dialogue. And then you obviously have like the whole curriculum of How to Lead Circle that is just amazing, you know, and like really, really dives into breaking up these themes. But I think like you can go and buy Tanya's book and you can read it and you can do the workbook with it, but it's not the same as stepping into a program that is being led because then you see what is actually happening in person in time. And that's what people pay for. And that's what attracts women to your group is when you can actually be on your toes and like, oh, something happens. How are you going to deal with it as the leader?
Mm. Yeah. I think that's one of the best things about the program is that, you know, all those questions that women have around facilitating, you can't really read those necessarily. You can, right? But it's only like in the real-time application of it that you really get it. Mm-hmm. And I love that about the program, that it's really an embodied facilitation experience where in real time, we're talking about what's going on and how to facilitate it. And then you're like, oh, okay, I get it. And then when you lead your circle, right? Because everyone gets to lead, then you even get it on a deeper level because we give the feedback and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, so that's why that didn't work or that worked. And it's just, you know, that's really how we become better facilitators is through the practice of it. So thank you for pointing that out. That was a really good distinction. Yeah. So with the How to Lead Circle program, and then you started a 4-week circle. And I think that this is something that we can share because a lot of women come to How to Lead Circle and are not wanting to necessarily do the local, they're wanting to do virtual. And you were able to start that before the program even ended. So can you talk a little bit about your process of creating that and how you kind of brought that together?
Yeah, well, I think a big focus in How to Lead Circle is stepping into feminine leadership and what that looks like for you. So for me, I had been in this like go, 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 always working with men sort of setting. And so How to Lead Circle really challenged me to chill out and to relax and to not like plan everything and to create a container but leave space for flow. So that was a big thing, was actually just giving myself the space and time. And through that process, through like journaling, through having this sisterhood that I can kind of bounce ideas off of, my unique program just kind of came to me. And then I was able to use everything that I've learned in How to Lead Circle and how to create a circle and really just bring that into my own and how I was going to create it and how I wanted to bring in different feminine leadership ways into the circle. So yeah, that's pretty much.
Yeah, and that's good too, because with the program, there's kind of a two options, right? If you don't have, you can either develop your own program the way that Ray did and use the structural elements and the teach, you know, the facilitation elements to kind of bring all those tools to create your own program, or you can use our curriculum for those who aren't ready to create. So, I mean, you're very creative. So that was easy for you.
Mm-hmm. And it like, it took a lot of time to gather my own ideas of what the teachings that I wanted to share and stuff like that. So I was definitely like torn for a while. I'm like, oh, that feels like it would be good to step in and just practice with the How to Lead Circle curriculum and everything. So for a lot of women, like for me at that time in my life, I just had a lot of extra space and time, so I was able to do my own. But I think that's an amazing option to be able to step in and practice just through what you have already created. And what you've created is so it's specific enough, but it has this really broad sense where you can still bring in your own individuality and your own unique essences to the circle. So it's fun, I think, for women to play around with that and not like be like stressed out, oh, I have to make my own program and all of this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. So thank you for clarifying that piece. Let's talk a little bit about money, because this has been a big breakthrough for you. Mainly a mastery, but I think it's still worth talking about. And let's talk a little bit of numbers here, because, you know, I think this is a big piece of, I've never led Circle before. Now, you weren't leading circles before How to Lead Circle, right?
I had led a few here and there.
Sort of. Okay. Yeah. Just, mm-hmm. And so, you know, women are wanting to perhaps charge for their circles and feeling like, I don't really have the experience yet. And so when you created your 4-week Goddess Glow circle, how many women came in and how much did you charge, and kind of what was your experience with charging for that first virtual experience?
Yeah. So So I'm kind of stubborn. So when when I chose my number of 11, because I liked how the How to Lead Circle group was, and I had also done one other virtual circle that someone else was leading, and that circle had like 18 in it or something like that, and the experience was drastically different because I did not feel heard in that group. I ended up not going that like to every meeting. It was like very disorienting. So I really loved how to Lead Circle. There was like a big group of women, but it was small enough to contain it. And you still felt like you knew all the women at the end of the group. So I decided to also do that number, go with 11. And I was just pretty persistent in making that happen. And I was just like, that's the perfect number. That's how many people I need, no matter what. So it was really scary to charge for my first one. And the first one, I charged $99 for the month. It was like totally reasonable. And yet it was like, like, who's going to pay for this? Why would they pay for me? And all those like thoughts and beliefs that you have. And so I guess something that I did to ease myself into that was I opened up trade opportunities. And that felt really good to me because I was able to sell out the program. And it wasn't all trade. It was probably 2/3 paid and then 1/3 trade. And then I got these amazing trades out of it. And I made sure to like make sure the trades were in alignment with me. So like one of them was like a photo shoot. Another one was like social media help in marketing the next program. And so it felt really exciting for me to do that because I still felt like I was receiving a value and giving value. So that was the first one. And I was totally blown away once I got that like 11th person. And I was like, okay, I'm closing it. No one else can come. Here's the wait list for the next one. And I was just really determined. So I had that vision in my head of what the group would look like. And I reached out to literally every woman I've ever talked to and told every woman that I was meeting at the time, hey, listen to what I'm doing. Do you want to be a part of it? Like, you have an opportunity to be a part of it. There's like this many spaces left. So that was really fun. And it was really exciting to receive abundance financially through that. I had been throwing larger events and, like I said, doing little circles here and there that I didn't charge for. And I realized that through the events, I made like way less money than even this first circle that I did. And I was putting so much work into it and like, I was like totally burning myself out. So stepping into this new model of feminine leadership where I was able to bring in some money and I felt like it was a more equal exchange than what I was used to of like working my ass off and making like $100 off of like one event. So it was really, really powerful, and it was a total game changer for me to step into that and then also to see the women really show up like that too, because now all of a sudden I was asking them to show up and they were paying for it, so they felt more of a need to be there on time to get everything out of the program. When I was doing the free stuff, they would be like, oh, whatever. Oh, I can't make it anymore. And there just wasn't that commitment. And so I'm a big believer in charging for your circles and also making it accessible. So if there's someone that's like, I'm dying to be in it, but I can't make it, then like talking to them, being like, hey, like we are stepping into a new world and a new age. So maybe you can help me out in another way that isn't just financial, but actually something that I could really use help with. Babysitting, cooking food, cleaning the house. Like there's so many options, marketing. So yeah.
Brilliant. Can you remember how much you made? Was it around $500 or $600?
Yeah, I think it was like $600. Yeah, $600, $700.
Yeah. In just 1 month. I mean, that's just amazing, right? And I think so much there that you covered. And I think, you know, I hope women, you're taking notes on some of this, because Ray just gave so much amazing information. So the first thing was that there was fear around charging. So one way of, for your first circle, is to create scholarships, but I would say the best way is creating those barters, having some kind of exchange for those women who can't afford it. And so, you know, you're able to then fill the program. 11 is such a magical number. So 11 plus you makes 12. I think 12 is like the, that's the number that I always use. 12 or I'm either the 12th or the 13th for my circles. It just, like you said, not too small, not too big. It's the perfect size, I believe. And just that piece of, like, you were determined, you set your mind to it, you were intentional, and so it happened. And then, you know, really being committed to filling it and using barters to be able to successfully do that. And then also that piece around, you know, in the business model of Circle that we teach, it's like, okay, yeah, you do those gatherings, but it's only when you create a program of 4, 6, 8, 12 weeks that you can actually start making some money that feels good. I mean, $600 in a month is amazing, right? I mean, especially the first one. And then I also want to point out that, you know, instead of, if you're just starting out, 12 weeks might feel really intimidating for your first circle. Doing 4 feels so much better, right?
Totally.
And that way you get the experience. You know now how to lead a longer contain, like a longer program container, and then you can build on top of that. So now, after How to Lead Circle, you know, through Mastery, but you've been able to now create a 12-week program. And can you share how much you charge for this? Because this is like going to blow women's minds.
Yeah.
And just how you came from charging $99 to now this.
Mm-hmm. So for this, it's a women's mastermind group where they're birthing their inspired project. And so I really dialed in basically from this online sisterhood that I was doing. I'm like, open to everyone. This, I dialed in. I was like, I want this specific type of woman and in this specific sort of magical container. And so I decided to up the value a ton, because I wanted them to be showing up really ready to receive this information and really ready to step into their next phase of life. So I decided to charge $1,500, and I ended up filling that program. And I, same thing, I had it determined. I wanted 10 women, and I decided to make it 10 so that way they could each have an accountability sister. And so that way I could step out of it into more of a facilitation role, because I wanted them to receive the sisterhood outside of me being one of the accountability sisters. So I decided on 10, I got 10, and it was epic.
Amazing. Yeah. So amazing. And I really want to emphasize this piece of, you got your value. So through this process of slowly working up to this, you got the value that you bring, and you curated, you know, that group. It's not open for everyone. This is a higher price point because there's more value. We're going deeper. We're in a longer container. And so you were able to, while that first one, the 4 week, perhaps you were a little bit timid of like, oh God, you know, I don't know. But then after going through that experience and really getting what you offer, you were then able to step into a much higher price point and fully own it and call it in. Amazing.
And I think there's, you know, I feel actually pretty much the same. Like, once I closed the doors on the Mastery, which was just like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, all right, closed, it's sold out, done, our group is set. I seriously felt almost the same as when I felt closing the doors on the first group, because even just making $600 was such a change for me that I was, I mean, honestly, I could have even, no, I wasn't more excited. It was the same. So, and, but like through that, I, through just starting, I got to see, wow, I was packing that 4-week program so much that the women were coming away being like, whoa, I was not able to do everything. And I, the women actually felt a little overwhelmed, because they were stepping into something that it ended up being a $200 month long program, even at the $200 rate. Women were saying, I'm a little overwhelmed with everything that you're put, you're giving us. Mm. And so using that feedback, which I never would have gotten if I didn't start, I was able to really see, okay, where do women put their values and what would be the rate in which they will actually show up to do everything that I'm asking them to do, mm. everything that I'm wanting them to do. And that's kind of my process for determining the $1,500 and while going through a ton of self-worth work with Tanya in the mastery. I don't think I would have gotten to this place without the mastery, like hands down. But being able to first see my own worth, but then also being able to look at the statistics and talk to the women that were in my past groups and be like, how, what percentage did you do of the stuff? Mm-hmm. And realizing, okay, if I charged $600, would they, where would they show up? If I charged $1,000, where would they show up? And really valuing it off of that. And I actually had a one-on-one call with one of my women yesterday. And she, after, at the end of the call, she was like, wow, I was not expecting all of this. And it was just like a 45-minute, it was kind of like our intro call into the group. She was like, I was not expecting all of this to come up because we went really deep. And I reminded her, I was like, well, you know, you're not just signing up for my online sisterhood. You're not just showing up for a circle. You are stepping in and asking for a lot more. And she was like, oh, yeah. Okay, this is awesome. Like, I signed up for this. And so being able to create that conversation with the other women and also give them permission to step into their own value has just been like a huge game changer and has felt like a win for everyone.
Mm, so good.
Yeah.
So good. Thank you for doing that for them. It's so true. Yeah, it's like you have more capacity. So they're not going to be as overwhelmed because they're stepping into something. They're stepping into a deeper, bigger container by paying that amount of money. And money is just energy. So it just, you're beautifully demonstrating how money is just an energy, mm-hmm. and how we can create containers with that energetic of the money. It's just, yeah. It's so powerful. So thank you for sharing that because it's super inspiring and so true. And yeah, it just goes to show what's possible mm-hmm. with this work. Mm-hmm. Ah, so good. Okay. So as we're wrapping, anything else that perhaps we've left out that you'd like to share before we close here?
I think
we covered
good chunks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you want to learn more about Ray, you could go to, it's thegoddessfest.com, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thegoddessfest.com. That link will be in below. And hopefully she has inspired you to do the How to Lead Circle program and also to come to Feminine Uprising Live and even consider doing mastery with us. That's going to be that will be starting after Feminine Uprising Live, the next round. Ray's group is ending, so sad, ending in a couple months in March. So thank you, Ray, so much for the work that you're doing in the world and just stepping into your feminine leadership. You're such an inspiration for so many women, and I love that you're following my footsteps and creating your version of sistership circle in the world, and that's what it's all about. You know, there's no competition. It's all, we're all doing this work together. We're all on the same team.
That's one thing I would like to note is I've had many other friends step into different mentorships and programs and things like that. And I've, in this last year while being in mastery, really talking to these other women about what their programs are like and what's their mentor like, and really realizing how special of a container Tanya creates. I've heard horror stories. I'm like,
right. Oh my
God, dealing with that. And yet, like, I've seriously felt completely supported the whole way. And like, I'm just like, oh my gosh, you're such a blessing. Mm-hmm. And any woman that jumps into your groups, any of your groups, mastery, mentorship, How to Lead Circle, you know, even just like a day long thing, it's so changing. And I think you have such a clear vision of sisterhood and really how to support. And like, so many leaders are like, oh, I want to empower you, but then they actually don't. And so for all the women out there that are watching, like, I've been with Tanya in this like really tight container for this last year, but I've have known her for longer, and I've only felt support, and she's really stepped into this leadership without letting go of the competition and jealousy and, you know, all of that other stuff that comes up. So I just want to like, thank you, 'cause it's huge, huge, huge. And also for all the women that are watching, like, this is an amazing safe container, and picking who, what footsteps you're following wisely is really, really important. So that way you have that clear container to really actually step into your leadership, actually embody that.
Thank you. And Ray is going to be the MC at Feminine Uprising Live. So you've got to come and have this powerhouse lead you through movements and song and everything else. She's going to be such a kick-ass MC. So thank you, Ray.
Thank you.
Oh, so great. Thank you, sisters. And tune in for the next one. We'll see you soon.